This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
In 1907, Alexander Pantages built a theatre in Vancouver's downtown East Side. It was the first in what was to become a theatrical empire that spanned North America within two decades. The Pantages was home to vaudeville acts, vocal performances, theatre, and eventually a new medium called moving pictures. The Vancouver Pantages Theatre was at the centre of a vibrant and dynamic arts community. Fast forward to 2009, and the Pantages Theatre sits in near ruins, close to Main and Hastings, in an area many Vancouver residents hesitate to enter at night. Janet Leduc is the Executive Director of Heritage Vancouver. She joins us to talk about the Pantages Theatre and efforts to save it. Hello, Janet.
Good morning, Jane.
Now, as I said, it was once part of a dynamic entertainment scene in Vancouver. You've been inside the building. What's it like in there?
Well, of course, I've been in there. I was in there probably 10 years ago the first time, and it has deteriorated considerably since then. But you can still see, or the last time I was in, you could still see the pink and blue scroll work, very detailed scroll work. The Pantages P was the shield logo above the stage, the flame-shaped light bulbs around the proscenium. So all of that, as I say, it's now, you can't go in it at all now, it's been condemned, but all of that was still in place, and it was really easy standing there to imagine what it must have been like when it opened, you know, an opening night way back when. I think it was January 1908, and apparently Wallace the Untamable Lion stepped onto the stage backed by a trio of Italian street singers, a sax duo, and there were film reels, and the orchestra in the pit cheered. So you can just imagine what it must, the excitement there must have been on opening night in Vancouver at that time.
And then is it one of those theaters that has boxes all up the sides?
Yes, there were boxes on it as well. And it seated 650 people. And it was the second that Pantages built across North America.
It must have had very good acoustics. Those old buildings were wonderful places.
Yes, the acoustics apparently were amazing, and the Opera Society was looking for a home, they were actually looking for a place with great acoustics, and apparently I'm not a musician at all, but according to Charles Barber with City Opera, the acoustics are amazing.
So the City Opera was one, I think, of several groups that were interested in using the theatre. What was the vision that the owner presented to the city to save the building?
Well, it was going to be, the theatre was going to be completely restored. Now, the owner also owns about half of that block. So the building next door was going to be turned into a new entrance to the theatre. In those days, people just basically walked into the theater. It wasn't a lobby as such, or not a very big lobby. So the building next door was going to be turned into a lobby, but it was going to be a state-of-the-art theater. CBC was interested. I think they were going to actually do broadcasts from there because they were going to have the state-of-the-art sound system. And then there was going to be housing built as well as I say, it was half a block. So it was a whole development. They were going to, put in a new basement. And, so it would have been quite a major development for that area.
And I guess would have really received quite a bit of public support, I presume.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know of any project where there's been as much public consultation done. They went very wide. They had all of city councilors through the building, a lot of city staff, the community itself. They were very careful to get the local community on board, And I know they had hundreds of people through the theater as part of their consultation process. So they really did go to great lengths. They were also going to make it available as a meeting place for people in the community.
Now, that we're talking in the past tense, I noticed. So why didn't that plan come to fruition?
The owner wanted to have density in return for restoring the theater and turning it over, I think, for $1 to the to a group, a nonprofit group, to run it. It just seemed like it was such a great project that looked like it was going to happen, but the owner just was not able to work out any kind of an arrangement with either the previous council or the current council.
So what stage is it in? What stage is it in right now?
Well, right now it's been condemned. It's not possible to go into it. The roof is in bad shape. The people who live in the hotel behind it, I understand, have thrown a lot of stuff onto the roof. So the building is not safe. It is up for sale. The current owner has made it clear that, you know, he can't do anything. There is no deal for him to be made. He's, you know, been through quite a few years with the city, and it's, of course, very difficult to carry a project like that, you know, in terms of, you know, you're paying interest rates and so on, so you can't expect an owner to keep putting money in and not getting anything, and no hope of actually this ever coming to be. I think that was what he reached that point.
So what do you think now? I mean, can anything be done to save it?
Well, it looked like the city might be going to buy it in the fall, last fall, but I think that's a definite no. They have said they're not going to buy it. It is up for sale, and any of the people who are looking at it to buy it, there aren't any buyers who have expressed any interest in keeping or retaining the theater. It would take, you know, even if the city doesn't buy it, if a private owner bought it, it would certainly take the cooperation of the city in order to get density or some other means of paying for this.
So what does the story of the Pantages Theater tell us about our process around heritage buildings?
Well, I think it's pointed out a couple of things that we've known. Obviously, this is nothing new, but there just are not enough incentives available to retain and restore this type of building. Also, there isn't any. There is a heritage register at the city, and this building is on that register. But all that does is raise a flag if a developer wants to develop the property. If the owner can prove that it's not financially viable, then they can demolish the building. So there is no legislation anywhere, I guess, in Canada, but certainly not in Vancouver, that would stop an owner from demolishing a heritage building if that's what their intention is.
So is that what Heritage Vancouver is now going to try to lobby for, legislation of that nature?
Well, we have been working more on the incentive side, because we keep hearing that even though the United States can pass that kind of legislation to, you know, for instance, Seattle, once a building is on their list as a heritage building, it can't be torn down. But we keep hearing that our property laws do not allow that. So we have been working at all levels of government to try and get more incentives for building owners to actually be able to retain their building.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to say goodbye to the Pantages by the sound of it.
Well, unless there's some kind of miracle at this point. Now, I think it's still worth people sending emails or letters to mayor and council, if you want to encourage your listeners to do that. I don't think it's ever... You know, nothing is lost until we see it being torn down.
Okay, so you're suggesting that people send emails to mayor and council?
Yes, it's mayorandcouncil@vancouver.ca, and that gets distributed to all the councillors.
Okay.
Yes, as I say, we're always optimistic, right, until, you know, there's nothing to be optimistic about, and as long as it's still standing. And, you know, this development would have made such a difference to a neighborhood that really needs a difference to be made to it. with the theater and the housing. I mean, now it's sitting as a derelict building, basically.
Well, they were going to tear the Carnegie down at one point, the Carnegie Library, and that was saved. And so I guess we can just hope, and with some public pressure, that maybe that will be a similar success story.
Yes, there were a lot of the Pantages Theater Association did take a lot of emails and letters and presented them at Christmas to the current council in books. They prepared books, and they were it was a very thick list of emails and letters that had been sent by citizens. And so, you know, we certainly, from Heritage Vancouver's point of view, the more that the ordinary person out there can become interested and can let city council know that this is something they don't want to lose, you know, the better it is. Because, you know, we can, as an association, we totally want to work with the community to save our, I guess, our joint heritage, because it belongs to all of us, really.
Well, thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Janet.
Well, very wonderful talking to you as well.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, bye.
I've been speaking with Janet Leduc. She's the Executive Director of Heritage Vancouver. If you would like more information about the Pantages Theatre, you can go to the website heritagevancouver.org. And if you would like to email the Mayor and Council, their email address is mayorandcouncil@vancouver.ca.